This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of Saints Joachim and Ann Parish, which serves the communities of Elizabeth, Forward, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs. This morning we have a special episode focusing on service and the incredible athletics in our schools and how they're actively involved in giving back to our community. In this year of the Jubilee of Hope, Pope Francis is inspiring the faithful to transform themselves and the world by becoming pilgrims of hope. So stay tuned for an uplifting conversation and a look into what's happening in our local Catholic schools. But before we begin, I want to give a big shout out to our sponsors of Catholic Education Plus, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And we're starting the very first Sunday of Lent. We just had our Ashes this past Wednesday for Ash Wednesday, and I'm really honored. We're going to have Lauren Martin, our director, superintendent of Catholic schools. She will be joining us for this second segment. But I have two very special guests, Kyle Goldkamp. He is the athletic director at Central Catholic High School in Oakland, and Kenny Clace, who is the activities director at Seton LaSalle High School in Mount Lebanon. So the first segment, I want to welcome Kyle and Kenny. Welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thanks, Father Burke.
Yeah, great to be here.
And Kyle, can you introduce yourselves to our listeners here this morning?
Sure. My name is Kyle Goldkamp, and I grew up in the east end of the city. I went to St. Bede grade school growing up, then went to Central Catholic High School, and then I pursued playing basketball at Gannon University up in Erie, Pennsylvania, and then I've been blessed to be back at Central for the last 11 years.
Wow, so you're an alumni, and now you're working back in the school that you, the halls that you walked in.
Yep, yep. Yeah. It's a fun daily experience to be back in the halls.
Great, good. And Kenny, will you introduce yourself to us?
Yeah, so I grew up in Bethel Park. I went to St. Valentine's and then on to Bethel Park High School. After Bethel Park, I went to Waynesburg University. I also played basketball there. And now I've been at Seton LaSalle for 4 years as the athletics and activities director.
Wow. And Central and Seton are both near and dear to my heart. My dad, Bill Burke, is a graduate of Central, class of 1958. And my three nephews, Michael, Matthew, and Thomas Stank, graduated from Seton LaSalle. So I have a connection for both of your schools. So, and Kenny, your dad is the principal.
Yeah, at St. Louis.
St. Louis, and he's been there a long time, huh?
Yeah, I think probably right around 20 years.
Wow, okay, yeah. Good. So both of you have wonderful Catholic education backgrounds, and that's really good. So Kyle, I want to begin with you. You oversee the athletic department at Central Catholic. Tell us a little bit about your day-to-day job opportunities and responsibilities at Central.
So I have a lot of different things that we kind of try to handle, just dealing with boosters and scheduling and all of those kind of day-to-day of making sure the teams are on the right buses and we have officials for home games, all those fun things. But the other part, which is near and dear to my heart, that I'm allowed to oversee is just the spiritual dimension of our sports teams and being able to help foster them and making sure that the boys are trying to pursue Christ in all the ways that they have. We have a captive audience on the fields, on the courts, and all those things, and hopefully helping them maximize their potential, both athletically, but then seeing how that helps them pursue their faith too.
And you oversee the athletic department, and Central is so well known in our city and our diocese with the football, basketball, rowing. There's just so many wonderful opportunities for our young men to get involved, and Central is a shining star on that. So kudos to you and your staff for doing that. And how do you portray yourself to keep that engine running so successfully with such a great tradition that Central has?
Well, we are very blessed in that there is that rich tradition, there is that history, and people want to be a part of that. We are also very blessed in just who works at the school, the staff, and then also the coaches that are a part of our family there at Central. And we look at it as one of my peers talks about it in school to the boys. He teaches religion, and he just says, you know, sport allows us to pursue virtue in lifetime. And so we try to impress upon them that in the school building. And then, you know, while they're on their fields, on their courts, on the ice, whatever, that they are trying to do that as best we can. While we're not perfect, we are trying to impart that message and allow them to follow that.
I want to bring Kenny Clace now from St. LaSalle. What a year the Rebels football team had this past year. They went all the way to the Whippeel Class 2 Championship at Acrisure. And as your role as activities director, explain to our listeners your title.
Yeah, so similar to Kyle, I oversee athletics as well as activities. So kind of same duties as Kyle on the athletics side, but also with activities, I get to oversee over 40 clubs and activities that we have throughout the school. So I really get to bond not only with the athletes, but get to oversee kids that are in the musical and in our different clubs. And, you know, the best thing that, you know, we're fortunate to have, and as Central, you know, you talk about these kids spend so much time in the building, right? And with their coaches and with their club moderators, that we find people that are so passionate about what they do, right? We're lucky to have teachers in the building that are amazing. We're lucky to have great coaches and great club moderators, because a lot of times these kids spend more time with their coaches and club moderators than they might at home in the evenings with their parents. Mm-hmm. So it's really important that they have great role models to look up to, and that they carry on, you know, what they're learning in the school building during the day onto the playing surface or into their club if they're traveling to a competition for a club or things of that nature, that they really pursue, you know, what our mission at St. LaSalle is, and that they're, you know, following in the footsteps of Christ.
Now, Kenny, the importance of gratitude and service is something that you foster at St. LaSalle among the athletics and all the students. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I think service is such an important part of the community, or to give back to our community. It's unique, you know, in both of our situations and a lot of our schools, right? We have a vast or a very large community, right? Whereas you look at a public district where they're limited to that specific area, you know, we have kids and students that come from 40 different school districts. So we get to expand that service into, you know, literally the entire city of Pittsburgh and try to give back to different areas. And it's so important that our kids have that opportunity to give back and to see what, you know, their efforts in the community do and how they go such a long way.
Now, Kyle, Central is a huge sports school also, and it's also known for its outstanding academics and fostering a servant's heart within the students. In your role, you have a unique opportunity to combine all of these areas. How do you get the Whippeel Class 6A Super Conference players to take time to reach out to those in need?
So it's something that's really given to them on the first day, and very similar to, I'm sure, what St. LaSalle does as well, that, you know, we hearken back to our charism which is on the founder of St. LaSalle and the Christian Brothers. And the big thing was he was always talking about working with those in the underserved communities, but also just working on an educational setting. And so we try to tailor all of our service opportunities in that way. Their freshman year at Central Catholic, they go down to Red Door, and we go and serve the homeless there in downtown Pittsburgh. And then their junior year, we actually work at a place in Epiphany Parish, I believe, in downtown Pittsburgh with Father Chris Donnelly, our chaplain. They work at Brother Andre's Cafe, and we work with the it's their Move Them Out Missions, and the workers there are part of adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities, and we go there, pray with them, play bocce with the workers there, and just really spend some time in fellowship, exposing the boys to just different opportunities with people and populations that they may not have an interaction with on a daily basis.
Yeah, and that Brother Andrew's Cafe is a wonderful coffee shop right there next to PPG Paints Arena. So if anyone has had the opportunity to go right across the street from Chatham Center there, Divine Mercy Parish, Father Chris Donnelly is the pastor there, does a remarkable job. He's a graduate of St. Bede School and Central, too, and he's the pastor there. You can grow up with him, too. So, Kenny, we have about a minute and a half left. Some service things that the Seton students are doing?
Yeah, so as I was actually walking out of the building today, I heard an announcement about a food drive that was going on. I didn't catch the end of it, where it was going, but there's always something going on. We really preach it in athletics, too, because it's a great opportunity not only for our kids to have team bonding experience together, but also to give back to their community. I know in the summer, a lot of times we help out with parish festivals and setting up their booths and tearing down. Last summer, we helped out St. Michael, the Archangel, St. Raphael. I know our girls' volleyball team worked with the Sisters of St. Joseph in the fall as a little bit of a service project. Kyle spoke about the Red Door. We had a group that just got back from the Red Door actually yesterday. So there's a lot of ways that we try to give back. And like I said, it's a great way for the kids to give back into their communities. I give a lot to them, but it's also a way for kids and groups and teams to have a little bit of a team bonding experience as well.
That's good. I mean, the kids are academically learning, but mm-hmm. then, and also the sports, but also both of you are helping them with the service oriented too. And with the Christian Brother spirits mm-hmm. at both schools, yeah. St. LaSalle and at Central Catholic with the Christian Brothers. It's kudos to both of you. So again, I want to thank Kyle Goldkamp from Central Catholic and Kenny Clace from St. LaSalle for being with us. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of Saints Joachim and Ann Parish in Elizabeth, Forward, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs. And on this first Sunday of Lent, we are featuring the sports service in the year of Jubilee. And with me in studio for the second segment, I have Kenny Clace, who is the activities director at Seton LaSalle High School in Mount Lebanon. And I'm very honored to bring back into studio a shining star on this program several times, Lauren Martin, who is the superintendent of Catholic Schools for the Diocese and the former principal at Seton LaSalle. So she knows Seton very well. So Lauren, good morning and welcome for the second segment. Now, you've been hearing with Kyle Goldkamp from Central Catholic and Kenny Glace from Seton LaSalle about sports and service this year of hope, Jubilee year. How do we answer Pope Francis's call of becoming pilgrims of hope? How does this mean in our schools during this year of Jubilee? And our schools provide such an enormous opportunity for hope and change. You want to add some things?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, we're Catholics, so we're people of hope, right? So,
absolutely.
You know, how are you a person of hope? And through whether it's our sports teams, other activities, our students and families in general, it's, you know, it's like faith-driven action, right? How can we be out in our communities, out in our schools, when we are out in our communities, showing that we can provide hope to whoever is around us? So, you know, we have all of these different ways that our schools serve in our communities. You know, as Kenny mentioned earlier, Seton LaSalle has over 40 school districts represented. Mm-hmm. That is an enormous population. I think Central Catholic is over 70 by the time it's all said and done. So the amount of communities that are affected by students that go to the schools, if you then extend it into our other high schools, is quite enormous. I mean, it really is a lot of Western Pennsylvania.
A lot of outreach,
It's a lot of outreach and a lot of hope that we can provide. So by giving them opportunities to deepen their faith through service in their own communities, you know, we're giving our students an opportunity to, you know, form them as student leaders, form them as servant leaders as they become adults, form them as, you know, promoting justice and integrity in their communities, taking what they learn, not in their just in the schools, and being able to be those people in their communities, whether they're representing their schools or representing their families, representing their parishes is really important. And so we just want to foster that in our schools as best as we can.
Lauren, you triggered something with me with the outreach of these kids, both at Central and St. LaSalle, coming from all these outlying communities. It's not just a little, like a regular public school district has a limited geographical area. We're talking a huge diocese of Pittsburgh, Western Pennsylvania. So our Catholic schools, students who travel from the outlying areas to go to that particular elementary or Catholic high school, that's a wonderful outreach because they're going back home and then sharing that hope to their communities that they're living in.
Exactly. And if you think about where our schools are located, you know, you have North Catholic is in Cranberry, you have St. Joe's is in Natrona Heights, Sarah Catholic is in McKeesport, Bishop Canavan is over here in Greentree. Mm-hmm. I mean, we really have schools that are serving a lot of
north,
the outer
south,
Pittsburgh,
east, and west.
South, east, west, central, right? We have it, and we're covering so many areas of Pittsburgh, so it is truly an opportunity for our students to be pilgrims of hope for our whole diocese.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I want to bring Kenny back in as the activity director at St. LaSalle High School in Mount Lebanon. Kenny, we were talking in between the break here. Can you just share with our listeners some of the activities that you're working with the students there at St. LaSalle?
Yeah, so it's great that we have so many opportunities for our kids to be involved. But one of our service projects, I want to talk about one of our basketball players at St. LaSalle, Patrick Weldon. He was one of the JA 18 under 18 winners. And part of that was his Pat's Cards project, which he goes on throughout the entire year with creating and our student body, creating cards for retirement homes, for children's hospital, and for different events, just to bring some type of hope and light into their life just by a simple greeting card or whatever that might be.
Wow. He made his own little homework business, right?
Yeah.
And JA is Junior Achievement.
Yes, correct.
The kids really learn about being wonderful business opportunities.
Right.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And to as they say, nothing sends the very best other than a homemade card.
That's it.
And
that's it.
The outreach.
Some homemade drawings and a couple little poems.
Brought a lot of hope to those people.
Exactly.
Good. Awesome. That would a neat thing. Good for him. Now, Lauren, there was a great call to action to our Catholic schools recently with the help with those devastated by the recent California wildfires. A few months ago, our students, teachers, administrators wanted to bring hope to help their peers all the way across the country through these very difficult times. Can you tell our listeners about this project?
Sure. I mean, it ranged everywhere from raising money through dress down day donations to making care packages, working with Catholic Charities. Everybody kind of has their way that they're able to reach out. But one thing that I have seen in so many of our Catholic schools is that when something happens, it could be locally, right? It could be, a local family member's house burns down, to a devastating wildfires, to hurricane in the Carolinas. Our students, the very first thing they say is, how can we help?
Wow.
They just want to help. They see something bad happen to somebody, and they want to try to do the right thing, and they want to help. And so I always think of St. Mother Teresa, right? Do small things with great love. So it might not seem like a big thing that one school could do, but when one school does something small and then another school does something small, and when you look at the 40 schools that we have in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, that is pretty big.
It's a lot.
That has a really nice impact. And the students really get behind it because they truly believe, which they are, doing something good for others.
And hearing, like, the kids going downtown to feed the poor at the Red Door, going to the soup kitchens, collecting items for the wildfire victims, making greeting cards for nursing homes. That's just that. It's that service, that's love, and you're bringing that joy to people. It's just amazing, and that's how the children and or young adults are learning.
It is, and then when we think about how that applies so nicely this year with the theme of Pilgrims of Hope, it really helps to dial down for them that they truly are bringing hope to others. They are pilgrims of hope for other people.
Now, Kenny, what are you hearing from the students and the teachers, even parents, from some of the activities and events that they're doing? What are some of their reflections?
I think from the student standpoint, they love being involved. As Lauren said, they like being able to get out in their community and give back. And for a lot of our kids, when we go to a parish festival setup or a project or something like that, they might be going back to a school that maybe they came from in grade school to help out. But I think they truly enjoy getting out because we have kids that come from so many different walks of life. And I think it gives them a little extra appreciation to see what they have and what their parents are willing to sacrifice to give them the opportunity to be at Seton LaSalle. And again, I think it's so important for us as a school and for all schools to get out in the community because it does build a sense of hope and pride within your community when you see, students that everywhere they go, they wear Seton LaSalle, whether it was a team-issued sweatshirt or a school t-shirt or their class t-shirt, they are really proud to be a member of the Seton LaSalle community. And it gives them a little bit of sense of pride to be able to go back into the community, whether it's their hometown or somewhere where their friend might have went to school, to give them a little bit of opportunity to give back to their communities.
That's fantastic. Go Rebels.
Go Rebels.
Go Vikings for Central. Lauren, I'm going to give you the last word. 45 seconds, overall picture of this wonderful program.
We know what a big impact sports and activities have on our students' lives. We focus on forming the whole child, the whole person, and doing that through additional avenues outside of academics that truly allow them to use their God-given gifts and talents is really a special thing that we can do through the lens of our Catholic faith and our Catholic schools. And the way that they live this out is really through service, and it is embedded in everything that we do in our schools. All of our schools, they love it. It's the first thing they want to do. What do we get to do? How can
service
we serve somebody
smile.
Else? How can we help somebody else?
Yeah.
They always want to come to the aid of their neighbor.
Good. Lauren Martin, Kyle Goldkamp, and Kenny Glace, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the first Sunday of Lent. And as I mentioned at the beginning of my program here, we just celebrated Ash Wednesday, and now we are in the season of Lent for the next 40 days. So we're traveling into the desert with Jesus 40 days and 40 nights as we pick up our cross and we follow Christ during this very holy time. Lent is about change, making some internal changes, about prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And in the Gospel of Luke, we always read in the first Sunday of Lent, the temptation in the desert. Jesus goes into the wilderness for 40 days, and he's hungry, he's thirsty, he's tired. And we read in today's Gospel of Luke, he was tempted by the devil, not once, not twice, but three times. The first temptation, the devil is trying to grasp Jesus' authority for his own needs. The second temptation is to tempt Jesus to make himself ruler of the whole world. And the third temptation is glory. In each of these cases, Jesus overcomes the temptation by the devil by remembering that the purpose of his life was to serve God's mission. So we all struggle with temptations every day in our lives. And as we begin this journey of Lent together, pick up our cross and follow Christ for the next 40 days and 40 nights. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. We'll be back in 2 weeks. This is Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply. It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.